And as Taylor mentioned, tragic yesterday in Highland Park, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, as six people killed, 31 injured, when a gunman opened fire during a 4th of July parade. ABC's Alex Stone has a report on the arrest of a person of interest.
22-year-old Robert Cremo is today in custody, a person of interest in the shooting. He used multiple social media platforms, and law enforcement sources are telling ABC News his posts are part of the ongoing investigation. Some posts reviewed by our team appear to be his and depict graphic images and violence. Kate Rappel was driving home when she saw Cremo being arrested.
He said nothing. He had a very smug look. He was seemed to be very calm, cool, and collective.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Highland Park, Illinois.
Now, it's important to point out that Cremo is still being described as a person of interest. He has not been charged with the shooting as of yet. Obviously, this is something we'll monitor throughout the day, bring you the latest here on KTAR News. But the story is that the shooter opened fire from a rooftop after climbing a ladder to gain access in an unsecured alleyway. And authorities are tracing the rifle found at the scene and are digging through Cremo's social media post. Former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says there are some preventative measures that may have stopped the shooter.
The drone technology is key here to get people up there and understand it. And we also need to help business owners, stores, in New Yorkers hotels and that type of thing, to let us know if they have something going on wrong.
And again, we are at a point where Cremo is described as a person of interest, not a suspect. He has not been charged with the shootings, but we could get more definitive word on that later today. And certainly if we do, we'll bring it to you here on KTAR News. And unfortunately, that was not the only incident of gun-related violence on the 4th of July. In Philadelphia, two officers were shot during a 4th of July event. And what troubled me was hearing, as I was driving in this morning, a Philadelphia police spokesman saying, this is just something we have to deal with because this is America and people have Second Amendment rights, which is true. But at the same time, it almost sounds like there's a resignation in his voice to the fact that you have to be prepared for some kind of gun violence at any kind of public event, which is just that is really difficult to digest. We also had a weekend of gun violence here in the Valley, a number of shooting incidents, including one outside the Marquee Theater in Tempe on Sunday evening, early Monday morning. So it's been a very violent weekend. And as we mentioned, we'll continue to monitor the developments in Highland Park, Illinois. As we say, there right now, the term that they are using is person of interest. They have not officially charged 22-year-old Robert Cremo with the shootings, the six deaths, 31 injured yesterday in Highland Park, Illinois. But that could be changed and it could be updated later today. And we'll keep tabs on that, bring you the latest here on KTAR News.